This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Rob.
Cat starts going, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. You got your sports bros here. I'm Isaac.
Hi.
And Big Sook right over there.
With
Ryan Buckley is here. He is sweating the Indiana State Indiana game.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. What?
Why do you have money on the Indiana State
game? I thought it would be fun to do a dirty dog teaser tonight. So I took two of the biggest spreads on the board and I teased it 6 points. So what I have is Indiana State plus 52.5. Ooh. And I have Colgate plus 42.5, giving me 95 points across the two games. Both of them are looking bad so far.
It is
45. Do you care to report the Indiana score?
I just did. 45-0 at the half.
And unfortunately, Syracuse is up 24-3 with 9 minutes to play in the second quarter.
But hey. Colgate, who are wearing helmets with an apostrophe gate on them, are fighting hard. So there's that.
An apostrophe gate?
Like, they shortened Colgate to just gate. Like, they call it gate, but it's a little apostrophe and then all lowercase script gate.
It's
looks pretty
too
stupid.
Hard to say Colgate. You just have to say gate. It's too long.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of lame.
But hey, they have 3 points. That's encouraging.
That's right. They got a big fumble recovery early.
Interesting. I will say that while I find the apostrophe kind of stupid, I love cursive helmets.
I do too.
We need to, like, the Beavs, no offense to the Beaver Shark or Benny the Beaver, the Beavs need to go with the white script helmet or the white helmets with the script Beavers. Washington State's better when they go script. The script helmet is phenomenal and needs to be more prevalent in the world of college football.
Didn't Idaho just do one with that said "Fightin' Taters" on
them? Yeah, they did the "Fightin' Taters." Cincinnati does one. Like Mississippi State has it, and so Colgate, despite the stupid apostrophe, the cursive gate, it the cursive always works.
Can I give you a quick baseball update? What?
Sure.
Is it a nice one?
Well, it's not. It's not good. I can tell by the sound in your voice.
Well,
you
think you know me, huh?
Yeah, I do.
It is now 6-3.
I was a lie. I'm not. Well, here's the thing. It was 6-0 when, out of disgust, I turned it off and I've already quit on the season. I'm not going back. Me not watching is the only reason why it's 6-3.
I think that's right.
And they're only setting me up to get kicked. I'm going to get kicked in the nuts because it's going to be like 6-5, and then you're going to convince me to turn it back over, and that inevitably will lead to their downfall.
Put your
foot on their balls and make them believe it.
I felt obligated to tell you that they just put a 3-spot up off of DeGrom.
It's the first time all year that I have turned like a game off when it's early like this. Like, I've turned one off like in the 8th inning. I have not turned a game off in disgust all year. I've tried to be a more positive fan, and the Mets have officially broken me, and I hate them, and they're not going to make the postseason. I've accepted that. And at this point, I'm just ready to Thelma and Louise it. I texted my my Met buddy Scott, and we're going to hold hands, and we're going to Thelma and Louise this off the cliff.
Per the Mets broadcast, this from the text line, DeGrom had 209 career starts with the Mets. No. They never scored more than 4 runs in the first inning for him in any of those starts.
No.
Tonight, the Rangers gave DeGrom 6 runs in the first inning.
Sounds about right.
So, and it's 6-3.
Sounds about right.
All right, well, at least we have a game. I'll keep you posted.
Expired.
Yeah, because I refuse to watch. I'm enjoying this big Houston 10-0 lead over Colorado.
Yeah, Houston's up 10. Is Houston good?
I don't. That's kind of why I'm watching this, is because, you know, the Beavs in a couple weeks have Houston, and I've said I think that's where their season starts, because, you know, these next 2 weeks are not going to be pretty. And so I kind of want to see what Houston has. They're 2-0. I haven't watched a lick of them. So this is more of seeing what the Beavs have coming after the Civil War.
Houston's coach is... because Holgerson's gone.
Fred Kazelmyass.
Oh, I love Fred Kazelmyass.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Willie Fritz. Yeah.
Yes.
And I know that Bartu really likes Willie Fritz.
Yeah. Well, I have not seen them, so I will be... because Willie Fritz was at Tulane, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we look forward to your non-report about Houston.
In a couple weeks.
We probably won't have time. Hey, we've got Joey Harrington coming up at 5:30. You know... I mean, the patented Joey Harrington worry meter.
I'm guessing it's not going to be very high.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to ask him that question when it's a 4 yeah. touchdown point spread, but yeah, it's not it is a Big Ten road game.
It's the Big Ten! Well, it's the first time on the road, so, and there's going to be 9 people there. So, you know, Dan Lanning did talk about you got to bring your own juice.
I bet they sell out the 12,000.
I bet they do, too.
Oh, go ahead. You want to lay a sawbuck on that? That thing's not going to be a sellout.
I bet it is.
I bet they get 12,000. If 12,000 is the capacity, I bet they sell it out.
Yeah, they said between 12 and 14. I'm not sure what it actually
is. I think we will know when you look at the stadium whether or not it is sold out. That's all I'm saying.
Is it 12? Have we confirmed that it's 12?
Like I said, between 12 and 14.
Okay. I'll go $20 on that.
Will there be empty seats? I say yes.
Bet's trying to get his Buck's trying to get his Indiana State money back.
Yes. We're chasing. It's only Friday night. We're chasing.
I love that it was a Dirty Dog teaser. Buckley, you're a freaking gem. Don't ever change.
Yeah, the theme with Joey today will be stadiums. We were talking about Northwestern's new stadium, and yeah. I want to ask him about, as a player, different stadiums. And, you know, like, Iowa has, like, a pink locker room, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, I know it's designed to be... Yeah. Like, so disruptive, but is it? Like, is that stuff, does any of that stuff matter?
You feel very unmanly in the pink locker room.
And by the way, the, you know, a lot of the gambling types that follow trends are saying that home field advantage in football, in the NFL, is overvalued.
Hmm. Well, like, Seattle at one point was the toughest place to play in the NFL, and like the last handful of years, when you look at the numbers, it is not.
Yeah, I think
it's not become a real tough environment.
I think teams are, especially in the NFL, I just think teams are getting better. It's managing games on the road. I don't know. I don't think it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
No matter where you play.
Well, and I think some people
like what's
think,
the best home field in the NFL?
In the NFL, like Arrowhead's always a tough place to play.
Yeah.
Well, and
Green
wet
Bay.
Weather. So, like, Buffalo in December, Kansas City in December. I mean, that's real, especially if you're a warm-weather team. But I also think that some fan bases now, the way that ticket prices are going, I think it's become a lot of corporate. And so it's not as rowdy as it once was.
All right, so we'll get Joey in here in about 15 minutes. How about a snow room next on The Fan? Okay, Joey Harrington, next Seggy. Sonny Dykes, TCU. Underrated?
Yeah. I mean, they made the national title game a couple years ago, and, you know, they'll come back down to earth a little bit, but and he did an okay job at Cal. I don't know, underrated? I think he's appropriately rated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was, you know, that was his first year. Mm-hmm. They made the championship game in his first season.
And that was setting up an unrealistic expectation.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, they went 13-2, and then last two seasons, they've been 5-7, and last year they were 9-4.
Yes. And so that's kind of my point with places like TCU. You know, Washington had this, and I know obviously DeBoer leaving had something to do with it, but look, teams that are not in the top 15 spenders in the country are not going to stay on top year after year. And this includes schools like, you know, Wisconsin and Michigan State. And like, you can have years where everything comes together and you get special teams and everyone just, you know, is you get guys that come back or maybe a nice transfer portal and you pop, but you are not going to consistently be able to turn over your roster the way that the Alabamas and the Ohio States and LSUs and Oregons are.
Well, I mean, I think pretty obvious that TCU wasn't going to be like all of a sudden this powerhouse.
No.
But he's done a good job pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
He's been. We
Cal was wonky, but Cal's
well,
a wonky
but that's
place
it's Cal. There. We talked to him at Pac-12 Media Day several times, and I found him to be one, pretty nice, chill dude.
Yeah.
And two, pretty insightful, pretty interesting guy. I think he's kind of one of those quirky coaches that only fits at certain places.
Yeah.
You know?
He did not fit at Cal. One of the things that he was when he was at Cal, he was constantly getting on him about having to like be more committed in changing things. And you're like, Sonny, dude, like look around where you're at. Like that just,
and that's why it ended there. He was out of there, but then that's why he went to SMU where now, I mean, he left to go to TCU from SMU, which is interesting. I wonder if he would do that again now that SMU has kind of,
I promise you that if he could go back and do it again, he would stay at SMU.
He would have stayed.
Although that led to, you know, that obviously led to a national championship. But if you're betting on futures, SMU and the money they have is a better bet than TCU, even though those are both Power 5 programs. But yeah, the Cal, you know, he had one winning season, 8-5. But I mean, other than that,
it's hard to win at Cal.
It's hard to win at Cal. Ask Wilcox.
Wilcox has done a good job there.
But that's what I said. I think he, you know, he's 99-76. You know, he goes to bowl games. He had the one special season where they played for a national title. I think Sonny Dykes is a good mid to upper level, just solid coach for those sorts of programs, but he'll never get a job that's viewed as an elite job.
No. And I don't think he wants that.
Probably
not. He's like that Mike Leach type, that kind of the quirky only fits. June Jones was this way.
Yeah.
By the way, we determined June Jones is alive.
June Jones not dead.
Yeah, we have not killed him.
So he'll be
yet.
The next coach at Portland State.
He was there, wasn't he, years ago?
Yeah.
Portland State. Yeah, the reason I bring up Sonny Dykes is one, he just bitch slapped Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
But also, did you see what TCU put in their new $50 million Simpson Family Restoration Center?
No, I did not.
They have a snow room. So at TCU, look it up.
Okay.
So at TCU's new football facility, they are utilizing the same technology that brings snow to the Swiss Alps when the snow there is sparse.
Mm-hmm.
And they have imported it from Italy to add college football's first snow room. So with a sauna for athletes as well, the combination of the heat and cold made for a perfect situation to add glass door etchings that read, "Fight 'em till hell freezes over" on the sauna, with "then fight 'em on the ice" above a Nike emblem on the snow room. So it's basically a room where guys go and sit in it, and it snows. And it's ice cold. It's like it's probably, I assume it's akin to the ice bath.
Yeah, it's
same idea.
Yeah,
and it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It has a standing, consistent temperature of 12 degrees Fahrenheit. It can be used for both recovery, developmental toughness in the elements, and also as a method to help players assimilate to late season games on the road at places like West Virginia and BYU.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here, and let me just state, this is example number 734, why I never want to hear a school complain about not having money. $50 million.
Well, not just for the snow room. That's just one part of
one
the
part.
$50 million.
This is like when Dabo was saying that if players get paid, he's going to go find something else. They put a slide in their facility that you can slide from the top to the bottom. Stop with the we need money. You built the snow room. You know what you can do? You can put in you can just do cold plunges.
Yeah.
You could do cold plunges and afford better players.
Or, you know, you could just have like, you could just have a freezer, basically. Like if you've ever worked at a grocery store,
like they walk in.
They have these things called walk in freezers, and you could just do that. as opposed to importing.
Well, that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, this is way more fun, though.
Yeah.
You imported it from Italy.
Yeah.
You did not that's need right. to import something from the Swiss Alps that makes snow.
Well, now they're going to start recruiting the best Italian kickers. So
yeah, I'm looking at here, and yeah, it creates like snow
yeah,
flurries.
Yeah, it gets snow in there. So it can help them with like preparing for a snow game.
Stop it. All this is a, I have too much money. I don't know what to do with it. And someone was like, what could we do to make a snazzy TikTok video?
It's look at this shiny thing that no one else has.
And yet we're going to complain about we don't have the money to pay players. Get bent, college football.
I'm going to put one in my house.
I don't think you are.
I think I am.
Do you like the cold? Because I don't think you do.
I don't, but I do.
San Diego boy.
I do like the ice baths.
Yeah, yeah. For
the cold.
You do this for like 2 to 3 minutes?
The cold plunge. I do 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes a week.
Okay.
Is what I do. They say that anything over that, you might lose your toes or something. I don't know.
Do you put on the little footsies?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I'm a man.
Yeah, there's a little neoprene you can put on.
Yeah, the toes certainly are the,
yeah.
You know, they certainly,
I'm a man.
Yeah.
You I'm feel 40. It.
I'm still waiting for, I do search like Facebook Marketplace. I'm waiting for, eventually this trend will go away because I want one, but there are thousands upon thousands of dollars, which I just think is the most ridiculous thing in the world. So eventually the rich people will get tired of Joe Rogan and they'll start selling these for pennies on the dollar and I will snatch one up.
Are you talking about like the actual?
Yeah, cold plunges.
Cold plunge things? Yeah.
Yeah. I think Sprague really got one.
Yeah, he says he told me that.
Well, he...
Is this like cold shower or something?
I think he just got one and then you have to put ice in it. I actually want one that you just...
That's just cold. It just cold. Circulates the cold water through
that
there.
That I don't have to deal with the ice because I do the face ones because I don't want to deal with it. So I just plunge my head into a 5 gallon bucket of ice water.
Yeah. You don't do your whole body?
I just don't have the... Yeah. I don't have one.
You would if you did.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Just, it feels great.
Yes.
I mean, it's cold as hell.
Well,
but
we had these, you know.
Yeah, you guys at
But back in the day.
BYU. And,
yeah, we did like garbage cans. We had like big garbage cans and troughs that they just filled with ice.
And you just jump in them.
And just jumped in them after games. At Boise, they used to make you go stand in the river. There's a river that goes by the facility that's ice cold. Like at Boise State football camp, they made you go stand in the river afterwards, and they did that with their players. Now, obviously, there's way better technology, and now places do like cryo, like the cryopods.
Yeah,
I mean all this stuff. But I just find it ridiculous that like I can buy a good solid hot tub that fits like 6 people. For the same price as a little one-person cold plunge thing? Yeah.
We'll you're right. They'll come down.
They'll come down.
Now, this, it does sound like at TCU, this whole $50 million, it's all for the recovery center.
Yeah.
So it's not just their whole facility. It's just this. Yeah, and so it's got the snow room, and it says it's got red light therapy, purple hydrotherapy pools, hydro massage and relaxation pods, as well as a host of other unique recovery tools. It's basically, it's a restoration center. It's basically, the whole thing was built with $50 million to restore the bodies of the players.
Yes, and this is becoming a big deal. When you're trying to find little advantages, it's this. It's, you know, can you recover more? And by the way, what kids want bells and whistles.
Well, and I would think in football, this would be...
It's a big deal, yes. You gotta take
even more important.
You gotta take care of the engine.
Get a little shrinkage along the way, but
that is true.
It happens.
Makes you feel great though, especially when you can go from hot to cold.
God, you ain't kidding.
Yeah.
That hot to cold, that is legit.
Yes. 100%.
So great.
That's how I start my day.
Complete. Well, then I have a couple glasses of wine while I'm doing it. It's great. It's
not quite where I go, but you know.
Complete body restoration.
Yes.
All right, let's get Joey Harrington in here for his weekly chat. Stadiums will be the theme next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a SportsCenter update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Ryan Buckley with this SportsCenter update. If you're keeping score at home, the Indiana Hoosiers now up 52-0 on Indiana State. They have just opened the second half with a touchdown drive. Meanwhile, Syracuse up 31-3 on Colgate, and out in Houston, the Cougars up 13-0 on Coach Prime's Colorado Buffaloes. The Oregon Ducks visit Northwestern tomorrow at their temporary stadium, holds about 12,000. Ducks are laying 4 touchdowns on the road. Our coverage will start here on the Fan Sports Networks at 6 a.m. with Ducks game day. Meanwhile, in the NFL, some troubling news for the Seahawks as they get ready to head to Pittsburgh Sunday. Rookie safety Nick Emmanuori has been ruled out, while cornerback Devin Witherspoon is doubtful. Our coverage will start here on The Fan at 8 a.m. Sunday with kickoff at 10. You can see the action on Fox. The Hawks are catching 2.5 points on the road. Meanwhile, let's keep an eye on the AL pennant chase. The Mariners play in later tonight. They started the day tied for first in the AL West. The Astros, though, have a 4-0 lead on the Braves in Atlanta, and they also have the bases loaded still in the top of the fifth. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. Ryan Buckley at the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt and missing work. Insurance companies acting like jerks. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
The home of the firm of Harris and Meringue. Weekdays 10 to 1. The Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This weekend only at Old Navy, long sleeve tees are just $6 for kids, $8 for adults. Yep, long sleeve tees are just $6 for kids, $8 for adults. Hurry in this Saturday and Sunday only at Old Navy. Valid 9, 13, and 14. Select styles only.
Here we go.
Count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This is incredible.
Watch your local NFL game live all season long.
And he's in for a touchdown.
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Isaac and Sue here with Ken and Donnie, the advocates. You know, how does somebody know that they should call you based on the severity or lack of severity of their injury?
Mm-hmm. If you're hurt in an accident, call us. Don't worry about, is this too small? We'll let you know. The consultation is free.
How about that? Honesty, for once. Go figure.
Yeah, if we can't help and we're not going to add value, we'll tell people you're probably going to be better not hiring a lawyer.
You need more than a lawyer. You deserve an advocate. Advocateslaw.com.
When your reputation's on the line, you don't leave anything to chance, especially your primer. Painter's Trust Kills Primers for a smooth start, strong adhesion, and serious stain-blocking power. And now, the full Kills lineup is available exclusively at the Home Depot. Need it fast? Get same-day or next-day delivery, or order online and pick up in-store. Kills Primers. Pro results, faster. The Home Depot. If you're a pro, you know.
Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
So I always dreamed of having a man cave, but the wife doesn't like it. What if I called it a woman cave?
Okay, so let's not do that, but add some relaxing lighting and a comfy IKEA Hofburg ottoman, and now it's a cozy retreat.
Nice, a cozy retreat. Man cozy retreat.
Sir, okay. Find your big dreams, small dreams, and cozy retreat dreams in-store or online at ikea.us. Dream the possibilities.
What would you do if you had a little bit more money to do it?
I'd go to law school.
I'd open a bakery.
I'd travel to visit my grandparents I haven't seen in 10 years.
We all have things we want to do in life, and there are people who want to help you do them. So how do we best ask for that help? GoFundMe. GoFundMe is the number one fundraising platform. 200 million people have used GoFundMe to support people doing things like furthering their education, starting a small business, or bringing people together in support of a cause. No matter what your goals are, GoFundMe helps you take an important step toward them. GoFundMe is free to set up and manage, easy to use, and designed to help you reach your goals.
The community was so supportive in helping me finally open my bakery. Now every day I wake up and get to do what I love. And it all started with GoFundMe.
What would you do if you had the money to do it? Get started today with GoFundMe. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com/power. That's GoFundMe.com/power. GoFundMe.com/power. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe with actors voicing experiences inspired by our users.
Waking up on Monday and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. The one time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan, part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's Football Friday, and it's time for our weekly visit with J. Joseph Harrington. How is your week?
My week is good. Wow, where's that coming from? That's a very broad week. Is a big time.
Well, we haven't talked to you
lots
for
a week. Things happen in a week. Oh, okay. I guess that's there. You go. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Last Saturday, what did I do last Saturday? I can't remember Saturday or Sunday for that matter. Monday, kids were in school, got some stuff done.
Are you like a retired old person who doesn't know what day of the week it is?
In the summertime sometimes.
God, that's great.
Oh, I know what I did. I hosted the soccer team. That's what. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we left you, you were getting ready to host.
17-year-olds. That's right. That's why I don't remember it, because it was too traumatic.
Yeah. What do they do?
Let's see. They had a ping pong tournament.
Cool.
Let's see. They rode their bikes down to the pool. I tried to get, convince them to like hike the Butte or like ride down to Subtle Lake. That didn't fly. You know, they were out on the golf course at night, you know, playing some soccer and, you know, just doing teenage things.
Now, let me ask, are you the cool dad or are you just lame like every other parent?
I would definitely lean towards lame, I think. I'm definitely not the cool dad. No, I have no intention, nor do I try to be the cool dad, because the cool dad would need to make decisions that I'm not necessarily comfortable with. And I'm okay saying that. So I guess that makes me kind of lame.
No, but at the same time, like, you know, the NFL thing, like you're, you know, you're in good shape, you dress well, that's enough to kind of be. Like, when you look around the contemporary of parents, you don't – the cool dad isn't necessarily anyone who's, like, you know, ripping bong hits with their kid. But you can still be, you know, you're different than the normal middle-aged dad, and sometimes kids can pick up on that. So I was wondering, like, what your kids and, like, their friends kind of think about, because you are not your normal, typical stereotype 40-year-old dad.
Well, yeah, not many kids had parents that – you know, played in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's a very, you know, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't say I try to hide that, but like, I, especially in a situation where, you know, I'm around Jack's teammates or Emmett's teammates, like that, the focus needs to be them, not me. Although, the point was to, you know, hey, let's do some goal setting, some team building stuff. I would like to think, and maybe I was just a bit naive, I'd like to think that, you know, I would carry enough respect in that setting to be able to say, hey, you know, shut up, let's do this. Like, here's what you guys need to figure out. And here's how you, you know, hey, if you want to make it work, awesome. If not, then, you know. So, yeah, it was good.
So no Uncle Joey fireside chats where the kids have to sit around and listen to you talk for 4 hours. That's good.
No, self-awareness. I didn't help kind of lead them in a goal-setting thing, but, you know, that was their, you know, my goal of the weekend, I told them, is, like, to help facilitate. We'll, you know, make sure you're fed, and then I want to stay the heck out of your way.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Yeah, you know, this is your team time. I'm not trying to hijack any of that.
All right. Today I wanted to talk to you about stadiums, or as Jerry Jones would say, stadiums. Because we were talking about Northwestern's new stadium. So this game is at their temporary.
Which still looks really cool.
Yeah, but it's weird.
No, I'm in Chicago right now.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah.
I'm not at the stadium, but I'm here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to do some appearance thing in like an hour, and then I'm gonna get on a flight and fly back home.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So you're not going to the game?
No, by the time I get to the game, it's probably gonna be over. Hmm. Just at least, you know, the scoreboard wise.
Right. Have you been over to the Northwestern facilities at all?
I have not. No, okay. I literally am like I'm in a car coming from O'Hare. And go into the appearance, then I'm going to get in a car and go back to O'Hare, then fly back to Portland because we got a soccer game tomorrow morning.
Well, so this game will be in the Temp Stadium, which is going to be weird on TV. We were warning fans, like, get ready. There's only like 12 to 14,000 people there. But the new stadium that they are building is pretty sweet, very state-of-the-art, most expensive stadium in college football history. And it's kind of the beginning of what may be a new era of college football stadiums, where it's a little bit more fan friendly. So I have several questions about stadiums, but my first is of the basic variety of what is the best stadium or stadium, college or pro, that you played in?
Define best. There's a couple different ways we can go. Are we talking about atmosphere? Are we talking about talking about amenities? Thank you so much.
All encompassing for you. Like, did you ever have a wow stadium where you're like, oh my God, this place is unbelievable? All things considered.
I mean, for me, it was Camp Randall. Right? But that was more of just the atmosphere. That was the, you know, that was what happened inside the stadium. What's it called now? The Seahawks Stadium. Is it CenturyLink?
Lumen Field.
Lumen was really cool in the architecture where you could, like, standing on the sideline and looking toward the cutout side, it actually framed the one side of the cutout was downtown and the other side was at Space Needle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. I don't know. Like, I can't think of any place that really, Atlanta. I went back and watched when Justin Peele was coaching for the Falcons and Marcus was playing quarterback. We went back and watched a game in Atlanta, and that place is pretty stinking crazy. Yeah,
The new one.
Yeah.
So
I think it's Mercedes still.
Yeah.
That place was pretty crazy.
I've heard the new Minnesota one, the US Bank Stadium. I have a buddy of mine that does rock concerts, and they played there, and he said that one was, you know, and he's been to every stadium in the world, and he said the US Bank Stadium was pretty slick.
Yeah, I believe that. Have you been to SoFi? I haven't been to SoFi.
Yeah, SoFi is ridiculous.
You've been there?
Yeah. SoFi is one of those, like, when you see, when I saw the, whatever, what is the Cowboys? Is it AT&T? What's the Cowboys?
I think it's AT&T.
Like, you know, when you come up on that, you see it from the horizon. It seems almost too big to be real. It's called the Death Star. Because you just see it in the horizon, and you're like, "What? What is that?" SoFi has got that. It makes AT&T look small. It's just, I've never seen anything that size in my life. It's just, it's awe inspiring. It's really, really nice and very modern. So if you like modern, you'll love it. But you know, some people that they want more of a kind of a throwback feel. But SoFi is really nice, and it's definitely kind of space age.
As a visiting player, you know, you always hear about, like, I think it's Iowa that has the pink visiting locker
room. Pink walls. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you have, like, is that overblown? Or are there
Berkeley.
Cal's
Yeah,
because
Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Why?
That was the walk. Horrible. Oh, you had to walk. You walked this catwalk. I mean, it was probably, I mean, half the time, you obviously did it there, Sook, like, you feel like you're going to fall.
Yeah.
And then it's like, where the hell am I going? Stairs. And then by the time you get there, you've only got about 2.5 minutes in this cramped little locker room. You don't even have enough space to, like, meet as a position group. It's what, a 7-minute walk?
Yep. And there's stairs involved. And for a lot of guys that, it had to have changed by now, but, most guys wear screw-in cleats. You know, they don't wear rubber cleats anymore. And
click,
if you
click, 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 and you slip down the stairs.
You slip down the stairs. I mean, so we started walking, and most of our guys stopped and took off our shoes because we like, you literally thought you were going to fall and hurt yourself. I have never seen something so, I'll call it, it's just unprofessional. I mean, it's embarrassing. And I would hope that they've improved on that, because it really is. It's bad.
Yeah, but again, I think kind of to Rob's point was, like, it's bad. Nobody died.
No.
I mean, maybe, you know, once someone falls and dies, then you got to fix it. But up until then, it's kind of pink locker room-ish. Like, all right, we got this damn walk ahead of us. And then, like, we're not actually going to have time to sit down and fix the things that we need to fix if we need to do it at halftime.
Yeah, it's rough. Cal's as bad as it gets.
On the field as a player, is it really just about when you're on the road? Is it just about noise? Is it tight sideline? Is it, like, what is the most disruptive to a quarterback on the road?
I don't know that there is anything that is actually disruptive. I mean, if you're having a hard time communicating, it's going to be noise, but everything else is just kind of window dressing. Right? It doesn't matter if you're in a cramped locker room. You find a little corner. You go over your ready sheet. You say, all right, here's what we're going to do against this coverage, and this is what we're going to do, you know, against this pressure. And the fans, I mean, I don't know whether they're 10 feet away or 110 feet away. It doesn't really matter. I mean, a lot of it is just kind of, let's say, window dressing. It really is just a noise thing.
Yeah.
Like, if the noise gets to the point where you are having a genuinely hard time communicating, I feel like I'm talking to a toddler, use your words now. Like, if you're having a hard time communicating with your words and you have to get to the point where you're using hand signals, that requires a certain level of connectedness that not every team has. Yeah. Right, connectivity, connectedness, connectivity.
I think connectivity.
Yeah. And that's the difference, right? That's the difference between the teams that are really on the, you know, they on the same page. As you get, oh, those guys are on the same page. Well, no. What it is like, okay, I see the coverage, you see the coverage. I know the play, you know the play. I know the adjustment, you know the adjustment. The wide receiver knows what hand signal is coming before, like. That's the teams that can operate like that are the ones that do well in noise or not noise.
Yeah. But like when we played Bama, Minnesota sticks out in the NFL, you can't audible. Like it's just, you can't audible if you don't have enough time because the quarterback literally has to go down the line and tell people. And then you're on silent counts. And when you're on silent counts, that's hard for the offensive linemen. And it's, you know, that's I'm with you. Noise when it gets to the point where the center can't hear the quarterback under center, and he's having to put pressure to snap the ball, and everyone else is having to react off me. That's a real thing when you're trying to block a really fast defensive end, and you're having to watch the ball the same as him. That's problematic.
Yep.
At least from an O-lineman standpoint. I don't know. I mean, yep, quarterback no. obviously.
If
has
it's
different...
a problem for an O-lineman, then it's a problem for a quarterback.
Yeah.
I know in the NFL, and this is more of a gambling thing, but I think there are a lot of people who gamble for a living who are saying that in the NFL, home field advantage is sort of overvalued. In other words, the road teams, a lot of people think it's harder on the road than it is. Do you think that that's true? And do you think that that's true in college? Is home field advantage slipping, generally speaking, in football?
I'm trying to think through some examples of what, I mean, cause I'm not a good one to ask. Cause we barely won games at home in the NFL, let alone, you know, I think we lost, like, I don't think we won a game on the road in like 2.5 years in Detroit. I'm not kidding. I think we literally had a stretch of on the road where it was almost 2 years before we won a game. So, I mean, I want to say, no, it's not overblown because I think here's what I'll say is the difference between team A and team B in the NFL is so minute, right? You're the difference between team A and team B in college football, you know, like we saw last weekend, you know, Oregon and Oklahoma State, you know, think about that. Like 10 years ago, when this game was scheduled, Oklahoma State was a solid program. That was supposed to be a solid, good football game. And the difference between one team and another in that, even in like a non, you know, this wasn't playing the Sisters of the Four. This was playing Oklahoma State, a team that, you know, was a Holiday Bowl a couple years ago. The difference is pretty monumental. The difference between an NFL, the talent on an NFL roster is so small that that littlest difference, that littlest edge, that little bit of being at home versus being on the road, I think it plays a part. Now, is it a, you know, a full touchdown advantage? Are you going to win every single time you play on home? No, but I do think when you when you get down to that fourth quarter and there is pressure and you are on the road and the crowd is against you and you're maybe not quite as comfortable and you slept in a, you know, in a hotel bed and you had, you know, crummy sausage for breakfast instead of your normal oatmeal. Like, I think there is something to that, but not to a massive extent. I think it's something that may tip the scale in one way or another, but it's not something that is monumental when your talent gap is so small.
Got it. We're with Joey Harrington, former Ducks quarterback here on The Fan every Friday, courtesy of Mods PDX. And when we come back, I mean, it's hard to keep asking you, you know, like with your worry meter. We love the patented Joey Harrington worry meter only here on 105.1 The Fan, but
exclusively.
There are four touchdown favorites again. So what can we learn from tomorrow's game in Chicago from Joey Harrington next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Is there a worry meter on this game? I know there are four touchdown favorites again, but, you know, this is a better, you know, it's a Big Ten opponent. It's on the road. What do you think?
I'm flying home, if that tells you anything.
You don't even care to stay and see it?
Yeah, like, it to me, it's not even worth staying to see the game. I'll watch it on TV, and you know, I'm literally in the city right now, and it's like, yeah. I have absolutely zero, none. My only worry is like, what's the score going to be at halftime? And, you know, am I going to have to find something else to do for, like, I don't know. It's.
Are we going to learn anything tomorrow? Anything to watch?
I would like to see the continued development of Dante and DeCorian. Mm-hmm. I would really, that's what I'm watching for, right? Number one, when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, what I was watching for, you know, we talked about how incredibly efficient. I mean, we were so spoiled having 2 years of Bo Nix and then Dylan Gabriel, you know, who were, I mean, you go look at the stats. I'm sure they're both top 10 in career completion percentage. I mean, it was literally every time they threw the ball, it was completed somewhere. It was so almost robotic. And not that Dante Moore was going to be a poor quarterback, but I definitely was looking or expected to see a little bit less efficiency, maybe a few more explosive plays, a few more shots, you know, some maybe immature or, hey, I'm just going to chuck it kind of moments. That was what I was looking for from him. And what I've seen over the last couple of weeks has been very, I'm not going to say clinical yet because the opponents haven't been up to par, but I've been very impressed. And not only have I been impressed but I've been impressed the way that he's used Akorian and the game that he had last week. God, what a perfect strike up the sideline. Great route. I want to see that continue, right? Because that's the thing that's been missing from Oregon forever.
Yeah.
Literally forever. Have we had a first round pick at wide receiver?
I'm trying to think.
Mm.
If we,
that's a good question.
If they have.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
No, not off the top of my head. I'm
I don't think Oregon has ever had a first round wide receiver. And not that, you know, we need to go ahead and anoint DeCorian Moore, but like, that's what Ohio State did to us in the Rose Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they've been able to do to people. Jackson Smith and Jigba, Scary Terry was what, a fourth round pick?
Yeah, something.
Marvin
like that.
Harrison Jr., Jeremiah, like you go down the list of all of these guys that have been at, you know, Chris Olave, like they just keep popping into your head. And that's what I want to, like, that's what's been missing from Oregon. We've been able to run the ball on anybody. Right? Our quarterback play has been exceptional. And we've done it without a true threat at wide receiver. So if what I'm watching for is to see the continued development of Dante Moore and the way in which he uses DeCorian.
Yeah, because I think, and not just DeCorian, but I kind of want to see all the skill position players, not tight end, you know where tight end is, but both running backs and receivers as this goes on, like a general pecking order develop. I mean, it's great to do things by committee, but you are going to face the games where you kind of need a bell cow that you're going to lead on for 25 carries, or the guy that you're going to be like, hey, like you said, and it's probably DeCorian Moore, but you know, Benson's had a nice season. Whoever, find the guy, and maybe it's Sadiq, but find the guy that Dante Moore, when you really get some resistance and teams are heating you up a little bit, that you're like, hey, we're giving this guy 12 targets and he's going to get 9 catches for 180. Like, yeah, to finding that sort of, and these things sort themselves out when you do it by committee, but that's these next 2 weeks. By the time you hit Penn State, I would like to have a definitive running back rotation and kind of a pecking order at wide receiver.
I think that's fair.
There is one first round wide receiver, Oregon Duck.
Because I'm right now scrolling through.
I have them all right here.
And you got to go way back because I'm in like.
He was pick number 4. And yes, it is way back.
Because I'm in the 90s and I.
Big name.
Hold on.
Big name.
Oh, is it Ahmad?
Oh, Bobby Moore.
Yeah, Ahmad Bobby Moore. Rashad, yeah.
Bobby, yep, Ahmad.
After him, the closest would be second round pick Patrick Johnson. Oh, sorry.
Pat Johnson was a second round pick.
Yeah,
that's
1998.
Right. And then I was thinking of Demaryius Thomas. Where did he go?
Demaryius Thomas. You mean Demetrius Williams?
Oh, Demetrius Williams. I'm sorry. Yeah. God, I'm sorry.
Fourth
Demetrius
round
Williams.
Pick.
Yes. He was fourth.
There is one third round pick, 2014.
Josh Huff. No.
Yep. You had
Huff?
Was it Josh Huff?
Yeah, Josh Huff. Mm. And then you have fourth rounders. You have Troy Franklin, Sammy Parker, Demetrius Williams.
Well, was D'Anthony technically?
Really?
Was D'Anthony a receiver or where did. Because he went in the fourth or fifth, and I don't remember.
He's not on here as a receiver.
Yeah, he might. I mean, no, he was kind of like
he was a
running
he was
back,
a
sort of.
Back.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Gordon Kent. How about that? Remember that?
He was like in the seventh round, right?
Sixth.
Sixth round, right? Took a flyer.
Yeah, you do. You do know that guy.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Okay, so you're in Chicago. This is the last question. You're in Chicago. You didn't seem too high on Chicago. I love Chicago. I think it's a great city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Chicago. No, oh, I just can't wait for you to stop talking so I can post up at a table here and grab a beer.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so
get
real quick.
Get to Pequod's and get some pizza.
Top three U.S. cities, according to Joey Harrington.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. Portland's obviously out. I mean, that's a given. Can't pick your home city.
And again, are you asking to live or to visit and hang out?
No, I
for
just
a
think
week?
Hang out. By the way, Salina, Kansas, you can't. Mm. It's not fair. You can't.
So you're not saying live. You're saying visit.
Yeah.
Because those are different things.
I know. Well, we all live where we live. I'm saying like three best cities to, like U.S. cities to hang. Mm.
Ooh.
We're not moving.
Okay. So. I am always a New York fan.
Okay. New York City.
Yeah.
New York City. Emily is a Chicago fan.
Okay.
Right. So I think like, and I know you're going to hate me for this, but I think you have to combine those as 1A and 1B because they're the two logical picks that are.
Everything's there.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then I'm going to throw in. I'm going to throw in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
And I'm going to throw in New Orleans.
There you go.
Oh, that's Sue's favorite.
New Orleans is my if we're going New York, LA is the 1A, then right behind that is New Orleans. It's my favorite.
But see, LA, what is LA? LA is massive. Like is LA like the entire do you count Santa Monica in
you
LA?
Get everything.
Do you count like do you like okay, well that's not LA.
Well, but it is cuz they I mean you get everything cuz Disney's not LA, but you get it. And you can.
That's not LA. No, you don't get Disney with LA.
You get Disney if you go to LA. I was just in LA. We went to a Dodger game, and on a lark after the Dodger game, we were like, "You want to go to Disneyland?" We're like, "Yeah." And guess what? 30 minutes later, I was in Disneyland. That counts. It's Los Angeles.
Well, you know what? I was at dinner the other night, and then on a lark in Portland, I said, "Hey, you want to go to Enchanted Forest?" And you know what? We were there in 30 minutes, but that's in Salem. I'm sorry.
That's a good point.
No.
Dude,
if you're
in Portland, you get Happy Valley, you get Lake Oswego. It's Portland. You get it. It's why LA is probably one, or you know, it's like New York. You go to Long Island, like it. New York and LA, there's just too much. It's easy. It's a layup. There's never something not cool to do in New York or LA.
Oh. I don't know. I say New York. I'm not talking about Long Island. I say New York. I'm not talking about Jersey. I'm not talking about, I'm not talking going to the Meadowlands. I'm talking about in the city. I'm talking about Manhattan. I'm talking about New York City.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I don't.
Well, you don't count. This isn't your interview.
But I love that he threw New Orleans because New Orleans is
a great city.
It's the best city to visit.
It's too unique. Yes. Like there are so many great spots. I mean, you can literally be in the French Quarter. Or, you could go for a walk in Audubon Park in the morning. You could go to lunch down Magazine Street and hit the Warehouse District, and then be on Bourbon Street in the Quarter. Partying up and then sneak down the street and, I told you this the time we were just sitting there and Ellis Marsalis starts playing at the jazz club. It was like, and this is just like a Thursday, like every day of the week.
Hey, enjoy your beer in Chicago and your flight back and say hello to Ditka.
Ditka. Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'm going to go have a beer right now.
Get to Portillo's.
You guys.
All right. See ya. Thank you, Joey. Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Up next, they got him, the club on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.